welcome to W Rated, the show where we willingly watch the world's worst rated movies. Today, you've joined us on this year's Road to Razzies, our annual season of episodes looking at the nominations for the controversial Golden Raspberry Awards 2024. For new listeners, I'm Daisy, and as always, I'm joined by podcast co-creator, host and editor Claire. Claire, would you like to tell us which film we're talking about this episode?
We are talking about The Mother, which is nominated for one award, Worst Actress for Jennifer Lopez, who plays the titular mother.
The Mother, capital T, capital M. Mm-hmm. Indeed she does.
And when I was searching for this on Netflix, I just typed Mother in, thinking it would come up. There's so many films with the mother in the title. Just so many.
Oh. So strange.
Yeah. She plays... So the film opens with her trying to cut a deal with this FBI because she is given information about crimes, and then the people who she is dobbing in capture.
I was just going to say that.
they break in and they kill the FBI agents, and they stab, she's pregnant, and they stab her, but her and the baby manage to get out and survive. But so then the FBI who, the other FBI people are like, he's going to keep coming
played
off.
Played by Calm from The Sopranos.
Oh. They're like, they're going to keep coming after you. The only way it to be safe is for you to disappear. And you can't disappear with a baby. So put your baby into custody. And then we'll get her a new life. And then you can run away. And at least the baby will be safe. And she's like, okay. And then it flashes forward to like 12 or 14 years later.
Yeah, 12.
And then all of a sudden, randomly out of nowhere, they've managed to locate the baby. And then she has to go in and protect her daughter, who's no longer a baby. My only confusion, really, with the film was... we're led to believe at the start that she was a bad guy who was in on all the dodgy drug and weapons dealing. Mm-hmm. But then it comes out that she is a veteran, but she somehow got involved with these bad guys. She was a bad guy as well, though, but didn't mean to be and didn't realise how bad they were.
There's, like, a level to her badness.
Yeah.
So she was quite happy to do, like, arms and drug trafficking, but she draws the line at human trafficking.
Yeah, you know, because, you know, drug and weapons never hurt anyone.
Yeah, it's just a classic thing of, like, ignorance is bliss. Like, yeah. It's just, yeah, happy to be in on stuff where you don't see the impact, but then obviously...
she discovers they were doing human trafficking there, and that's when she goes to the FBI.
And that's, yeah. But then, you're right, there's never really any kind of... there's not really too much explanation or kind of hinting or exploration of anything to do with why she chose that life afterwards.
I mean, I got the implication, just based on what I know about veterans in America, that she both had a certain set of skills that's only useful in certain areas, and also veterans get no fucking support and no fucking money, so why would you not?
They did say that, actually, didn't they, at some point? Yeah. But again, like that might have been, that wasn't the theme or the topic.
No,
that
and it wasn't really
bothered about.
It wasn't really that important. That was just more me trying to piece my brain together. I think I actually found this very watchable for what it was.
Yes,
I found it. Yeah. You know, an action film starring J-Lo. I was like, that was quite all right. I had a fine time watching that. Didn't bug me. Didn't really overstay its welcome. I thought she looked great in it. I really liked as well, I thought, based on the first kind of 40 minutes, that it was going to be all action, action, action. And I was like, oh, I don't know how much of this I can take. But then it just turns into like her and the daughter out in the wilderness, like learning how to survive. And I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, I have to agree. Like I was pleasantly surprised by this. I didn't really know what to expect. I actually watched most of this on my phone. I watched this when I had a long train journey.
Just as
and again,
Netflix
in the beginning,
intended.
It's like... well, this is it. If you're going to like make it possible, don't expect me not to use it. But I had a long train journey. I was like, I want to get one of these films done, especially because like this wasn't on my radar at all. I didn't really know what to expect. Didn't expect too much.
I remember when it was advertised,
it was quite dark.
And it did really well. It was like very highly watched on Netflix.
Okay. So it was quite dark and actually at the beginning, I was like, I don't know how well I'm going to engage with this in this format. But I liked how it, I think I watched half of it on the train. Yeah, I think I watched like 40 minutes or something.
Yeah, I quite liked how it, I liked the time jump. I liked that it did, it felt like it kind of skipped through what you expected the story to be about, and then it went further, and I think that was good. I mean, the nomination is for Jennifer Lopez, right? It's for her specifically, nothing else. I think it was a bit unfair. Yeah. I think she was an actress first, right? You've told me this.
Yeah. She kind but of started
she's
out
never
as an actress.
Really been in this genre.
No, I think she did do a lot of action stuff before she did the rom-coms. Yeah. I know she did some thrillers and stuff. So
maybe actually it's just a complete misconception that this is like something out of her wheelhouse. Either way, I think she did a good job. I believed her as capable of what she was doing. I liked the other thing was I was like, she's got her brows laminated. She's meant to be on the lam.
She was very glamorous for a woman that lived out in the wilderness. Like, I find it hard enough to find a decent lash lady in Dublin. Where was she finding someone to look that glam out in Alaska or wherever she was?
And I allowed myself to suspend my disbelief because I was just like, she's a movie star. Do you know what I mean? Like, we pay to see people who don't look like us do things we can't do.
Yeah. And the thing is as well,
so I didn't mind that.
Having become... I always go up and down with J-Lo. Sometimes I really like her, sometimes I really don't. But after watching Hustlers, I became a big fan again because I just think she's so outstanding in Hustlers. And she's just so physically wonderful in Hustlers that I'm like, just watching her run around. She's in her 40s, and I know that she has more money and she does have more hours in the day because she has the home help, she has the personal trainers, she has the nutritionist. But I still do like I'm a good 10 years, if not more, younger than her. And I cannot do half of the shit she does. And so, she's 54. So she is literally 20 years older than me. So I just think, I know that she
has... does not look 54.
I know that when you have money, it does give you so many steps above everyone else. But I just think watching a 54-year-old woman be able to run around and do stunts like that, and I'm sure there were stunt women as well, but I just like it because I can't imagine 20 years ago there being a 54-year-old woman allowed to lead an action film. So I just
that's such a good point because you can recognize that there are reasons why she is capable of doing that while still being like, but good for her, because actually when you look at it on a societal level, women are not encouraged to do that.
No.
They're actually discouraged from doing that because it's seen as out of place still, unfortunately. And you're right, like, she doesn't look 54, but the fact is that she is, and she looks like that, she's doing that stuff. And actually, we probably should be like, it should be like, oh, whoa, that's so cool, rather than J-Lo in a film, Get a Life. Like, that's kind of feels like what this nomination is, and it's really sad.
I also think, though, some of that is that they wanted an action film. They're like, I want to see J-Lo running around in a tank top, shooting guys and bringing down the cartel. And what they got for a good half, if not longer, of the film was an almost touching mother and daughter relationship film. Like, it does turn into a mother-daughter bonding film there. And I wondered if the male audience are like, she's wearing a giant coat and she's just talking to a stroppy teenager and it's not fun. Whereas I was like, I enjoyed the dynamic.
Absolutely. And what I was thinking to say earlier was that I think I liked this because it was woman-led.
Yeah.
Like, representation really does matter.
Yeah.
And watching it, there was that extra level of connection that I don't think I would have enjoyed as much if this was called The Father.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, I really liked where they took this. I think the action was well-placed and well done. I just like that it was something more than a generic action film. It wasn't brilliant, but what it did, I was like, oh, okay, we're going down this route. We're going further than we've skipped. It's not that she's trying to protect her baby. It's been 12 years. Okay.
Yeah.
And then it's like the daughter gets captured and saved.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, where are we going to go now?
Yeah.
It kept me entertained. And I think maybe towards the end, I got a little bit like, I don't think that Joseph Fiennes was a brilliant villain, and I think as soon as he came back into it, it was
campy. Yeah,
just a bit like, just not really engaging as a.
But I feel like that was a bit stunt casting, maybe, because wasn't he in one of her rom-coms?
Oh really? Oh okay. Maybe.
I might have made that up. Let me have a look now.
Did you call it stunt casting? Is that what it's called?
Stunt casting, yeah, when you like where it's a stunt cast. No, he wasn't. I did make that up. I thought he was in Made in Manhattan. Who's in Made in Manhattan? I've never seen it, so I'm like, who is it? I'm gonna have to find out who's in Made in Manhattan now. Is Ralph Fiennes, not Joseph Fiennes. Are they brothers? His
brother.
Are they?
I think so.
Well, that's why I was confused.
Rafe is the much bigger star, for sure.
Yeah, they are brothers. So that's why I was confused, because I thought it was the same guy. I don't think I ever actually realised they were two different men.
I'm not being funny. That's still stunt casting, though.
Yeah.
I would say.
Don't think I ever realised they were two different humans.
Yeah, I just didn't really... Like, at the beginning, she sets him on fire and you think he's dead, and then he comes back and he's the one that's, like, kind of orchestrating it all.
That man survived a lot of fires. And as a character, she liked to set things on fire a lot. She kept setting things on fire. I was like, babes, there are other ways to kill people. Why do you keep doing the fire? Because it didn't work.
Maybe
the
she
time
was
that
a... What's it called? What the specialists in the military called when they're, like... in charge of explosives.
Yeah. But I'm just like, the one time it really mattered, the fire didn't do the job. So why are you still relying on fire?
Oh, yeah, because then she tries... There's the callback, isn't there, with the gas. Yeah. So it was like, okay. I just didn't really care for that character. However, the whole plot is not hinges on, but like at the beginning, you don't know who the dad is because there was that criminal warlord, and then there was the criminal warlord played by Gael Garcia Bernal, who I do like as an actor. He's you know, been in quite a lot I've not seen, but I think a lot of people think quite a lot of him, which is nice. And he's just so underused. He was in the flashback, and then he is looking up, like keeping the girl hostage in that big manner. That was an okay set piece. But it's almost as if he's like the pawn in the game of the other guy. We just don't know it yet. I don't know. I think it all got brought down by the use of the villains. Like, I just didn't.
Yeah. I just didn't care. The film itself wasn't really that interested in them, though, either.
No. And I'm almost like, if you're going to do that, make them more mysterious.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think that when it worked, it was with the mother and the daughter, and I did really like that sort of end of act two into act three setup of them being on the lam and her teaching her how to survive. And I just really liked those little, like, it started to make sense about what this film was about. With her character and her arc and everything. So that's what I liked the most about it. And I think the villains were a means to an end.
Yeah.
To move the plot forward.
I don't think it's a deserved nomination. A bit like what I was saying about Jason Statham. What do you think you're getting if you're watching a J-Lo action film?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it deserved to be nommed, but I enjoyed watching it, actually, and I wouldn't have watched it otherwise.
No, that's true.
Yeah, I've just become a bit of a Jennifer Lopez fan over the last few years. I've watched Hustlers uncountable times, and I keep watching Marry Me as well. I really fucking love Marry Me. It's so charming.
Oh, I've
sweet.
Not seen that either.
It's not even that good. It's just a real cosy comfort watch.
I can't say that she's amazing in this, but at the end of the day,
I don't think she's bad.
She's playing someone who's extremely closed off and unemotional, and she does that. So again, it's like, okay, what more could I be like expecting? Because the role doesn't ask for anything beyond that.
And I wouldn't even call her like miscast in it. I know she heavily worked on it. I think she was a producer on it. I wouldn't even say that she was miscast. I feel like she did a fine job. I wasn't expecting more from a film like this in general, but then also a Netflix film.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this is veering on the better of the generic Netflix action films that star a big movie star.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9. This is her 10th Razzie nomination.
Oh, J-Lo.
So she's been nominated for Worst Actress 5 previous times for The Wedding Planner, Angel Eyes, Made in Manhattan, Enough, and Gigli. She was also, oh, sorry, and another one, Monster in Law, and another one, The Boy Next Door.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. Lots of Worst Actresses. She's also nominated for Worst Screen Couple in Gigli, Worst Actress of the Decade in 2010, Worst Supporting Actress to What You Expect, What to Expect When You're Expecting. So they, the Razzies just actively dislike her. But she was nominated for...
I mean, I've not seen any of those other things, but that feels like a vendetta.
Yeah, like she was nominated for 2002, 2003, 2004, 2006, 2010, 2013, 2016. Pretty much almost every year that she's released a film, they've nominated her for Worst Actress or Supporting Actress. And then in 2020, they gave her the Redeemer Award for Hustlers because her work in Hustlers was so good. So they redeemed her, and now they're back again.
Wow. People, hey? Like, we don't know who these people are, and we can't say for sure that that's what they're doing, but it's
but,
like...
But I'm like, stop watching Jennifer Lopez movies. Stop watching them. You clearly don't like them.
Yeah, because these are just people who are part of, like, that pay to be a member and vote. You, like, they're not, like, having to...
The Academy
doesn't watch all the films it's supposed to do, then I don't think you do.
Yeah, just stop watching Jennifer Lopez movies. Yeah, don't know who this year's Redeemer is. I don't even have a clue.
Do they do one every year?
They do one, but they just announce it on the night. So it's basically like, a previous nominee who's then done some really good work. Because I think Adam Sandler got it for Uncut Gems. Who was last year?
Uncut Gems.
2020.
Maybe Bruce Willis.
2022 was Colin Farrell.
Oh, okay. For Banshees.
Yeah.
And the Batman movie.
And he'd been a nominee in 2004.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting. I don't think I paid attention to that.
Yeah. So it said like there's three down that said it. Did they give it to three people? Who does the Razzie you want to win? The only award this nomination recipients, along with films. Okay, so there were three nominees, but then Colin Farrell is highlighted. So I think Colin Farrell won it, but otherwise nominated were Val Kilmer and Mark Wahlberg. But they haven't announced...
Mark Wahlberg cannot be redeemed in life, by the way.
yeah, they haven't announced who was for 2023.
Maybe they'll... No, I was like, no, they can't redeem J-Lo again because she's just been nominated. I do want to shout out, and I need to start remembering who writes these things, but there was a particularly funny Letterboxd review which simply said, Jenny with a block.
Beautiful work.
Well done. Thanks for tuning in, everyone, and we hope you can join us for another mini episode as we tackle another Razzie-nominated film on our road to Razzies 2024.